AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my students and I bring you content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. Hey everybody, Mr. Jason here. Welcome to Season 4 of the Students Incorporated podcast show. You know, when I started this show 3 years ago, I had no idea we'd still be going. And here we are, starting our fourth season with a new group of team members. And I'm excited. This show has become popular among our listeners and community members. And each season, I have the opportunity to spend a great deal of time with some very special and talented students and guests. Before we get into our quote of the day and news, let me highlight some of the special programming items we'll be doing this season. Our episode structure will remain the same as in previous seasons, but we'll be introducing more variety in our formats, and more on that later. Also, we'll have a special 100th episode planned, which is coming up really soon. We'll also be bringing you the third and final adventure story in the Hawthorne Adventure Series for our final 10 episodes of this season. We'll be releasing a total of 32 episodes, so be sure to subscribe or add us to your favorites to stay up to date. You can find previous seasons on your favorite listening platform and on our very own website, studentsincorporated.com. Now, let me introduce our co-host, and then we'll jump into our quote of the day and headline news. Meet Esther, Proud, Josiah, and James. They'll all be rotating through our different episodes this season, so you'll get to hear more from them later. All right, let's hear our quote of the day and get some headline news.
Our quote of the day comes from none other than Eleanor Roosevelt. She is quoted to have said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." Eleanor Roosevelt's words remind us that dreams aren't just wishful thinking. They're the foundation of the future. When we believe in the beauty and potential of our dreams, we're more likely to take action, stay motivated, and push through challenges. This quote encourages us to hold on to our vision, no matter how big or ambitious it may seem. The future isn't just something we wait for. It's something we help shape by daring to dream boldly and believing those dreams matter. And that's our quote of the day. Now onto some headline news.
Thank you for our quote of the day. Now, here's some headline news from around the world. Our first headline comes from Kenya. According to a Positive News Dot Press article titled, "Kenyan Teen Builds Life-Saving Water Filter Using Local Materials," a 17-year-old student named Stephen designed an eco-friendly water purifier using simple household and natural materials. What started as a home science experiment quickly turned into an international award-winning solution. This earned him first place at the Global Student Innovation Challenge. In a region where clean water is still a daily struggle, Stephen's innovation brings life-saving hope. Using sugarcane waste, charcoal, sand, and solar power, his purifier can clean over 25 liters of water a day, enough to serve an entire household. Our next headline comes from NASA. After months of work in the NASA Suits Challenge, Spacesuit User Interface Technologies for Students, or short, Suits Challenge, more than 100 students from 12 universities across the United States traveled to the NASA Johnson Space Center in Houston to showcase potential user interface designs for future generations of spacesuits and rovers. The tech team leader said this year's Suits Challenge was a complete success. It provided a unique opportunity for NASA to evaluate the software designs and tools developed by the students' team, and to explore how similar innovations could contribute to future human-centered Artemis missions. My favorite part of the challenge was watching the students respond to obstacles and setbacks. Their resilience and determination were truly inspiring. The week serves as a springboard for the next generation of space exploring, igniting curiosity, ambition, and technical excellence among young innovators. And finally, our last headline comes from EdTech Show and Tell by Tech and Learning. The roundup featured some game-changing tools for classrooms. One standout is the BBC Learning Hub, which is going global with free educational videos, lessons, and interactive activities for students of all ages. There's also Streamline, an AI tool that helps special education teachers save hours on paperwork, allowing them to spend more time directly assisting students. And if you like Chromebooks, Acer's new Chromebook Mini CXMI is a tiny device built to keep things fast, simple, and quiet in the classroom. Tech is getting smarter, and it's here to help us learn better. And that ends our headline news for this episode.
Thank you for the quote and headline news. I'm joined by my regular season 4 co-host, Esther, Proud, Josiah, and James, for this first segment, and we'll be discussing the value of having a vision, mission, and a set of values. And we'll be doing that by presenting you with ours, the Students Incorporated Mission, Vision, and Values. Before we delve into the details of mission, vision, and values, I'll ask my co-hosts to introduce themselves and then share what they hope to learn through this experience this season. Proud, go ahead and get us started.
Hi everyone, I'm Proud, and I'm currently a senior here at ICS. I'm incredibly excited to be one of the co-hosts for this season of the Students Incorporated podcast. Honestly, it's one of the biggest highlights of my senior year, and I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to be a part of it. This season, I'm really looking forward to gaining new experiences, exploring ideas, and learning from the amazing guests. Most of all, I'm excited to keep you all entertained with fun and thoughtful conversation, and maybe even get you inspired as we go through this season together.
Hello everyone, I'm Josiah. I'm a senior this year, and some may recognize me from my participation in some ICS theater productions. I'm excited to be a part of this podcast as one of the co-hosts. I hope to learn about the whole process, how it works, and most importantly, provide my voice for the entertainment of you guys.
Hey guys, my name's Esther. I'm currently a senior, and it's my first time serving on the Students Incorporated podcast team. I'm very honored to be a part of the podcast team, and I'm so excited about what our team will be doing in the future. Here are some fun facts about me. I have moved to schools more than 6 times in my life, and have been to several different countries and lived there. I enjoy playing volleyball and love to cook big for people. What I hope is to learn some helpful life lessons from our guests who will be talking in our podcast.
Yo, I'm James, I'm a senior. I wish to be able to give you guys entertainment while providing you with some interesting topics of discussion. I do some commentary on the side and hope to be able to provide you with the same level of content that you see in the media. Hopefully, something I say might spark something in you or get you hooked on something in life.
Thank you for sharing, everyone. By the way, we'll be getting more of our team on this episode in upcoming episodes as well, so you can hear from all of them. We have a large team again this season with 19 students. As we kick off season 4 of the Students Incorporated podcast, we want to take a moment to reflect on why this podcast matters. Not just to us, but to our school and the wider community. Every episode we produce is more than just content. It's a real-world learning experience where students sharpen their public speaking, strengthen their teamwork, refine their research, and improve their communication skills. These aren't just skills for the classroom, they're skills for life. My goal has always been to facilitate conversations that inform, inspire, and connect people, both inside and outside our community. And at the heart of it all is our belief that every voice is important. That's why our tagline reads, "Because your voice matters." Proud, go ahead and share our vision first and explain to us what that means.
Sure. The Students Incorporated vision is to empower students to become confident communicators, critical thinkers, and creative leaders by producing a podcast that connects learning with life and creates value for our community and beyond.
James, what are your thoughts on why it's important to connect learning to life?
Learning and life, intertwined in fates. Learning, merely the act of pursuing knowledge and retaining information. Life, a small part of the grand scheme of things that we humans have to play. Connecting learning to life makes school feel immersive and practical. Simply seeing how what we're learning can be utilized in the real world, it's easier to stay motivated and passionate throughout our journey of what we call living. It helps us build skills we can use that can alter the scales of fate, tipping them in any way we see fit, so we'll be ready for whatever obstacles may come after graduation.
Yeah, exactly. Learning and then implementing. Let's hear our mission statement now. Esther, what's the mission statement of InStudents Incorporated?
Our mission is to create meaningful, real-world learning experience through collaboration, storytelling, and hands-on media production.
The vision is what we believe and why we do this. And the mission is how we do this. Next, Josiah will share several of our core values.
Core values are important. Values are essential things you take in your suitcase or backpack as you go on a trip. And in our case, our values guide us as we work together to accomplish our mission. Here are our five core values. Number one, ownership. We take initiative, act with responsibility, and deliver high-quality work. Number two, growth. We learn by doing, seek feedback, and improve every step of the way. Number three, collaboration. We work together with an empathy and curiosity to achieve shared goals. Number four, creativity. We use our voices and ideas to explore, create, and inspire. Number five, integrity. We communicate honestly, treat others with respect, and uphold high standards.
Wow, thank you, Josiah. Those are great. And we long to live up to all of those values. I like the analogy that says vision is the destination, mission is the path, and values are what we take with us. So as we journey through this season together, these are the things that bind our team together: a shared vision, a clear mission, and core values that keep us grounded and connected. Next up is our PSA, which is short for Public Service Announcement, in case you were wondering. It's the commercial break. Okay, we'll be right back after this short PSA.
One, two, three, four.
Hey, listeners, want to be part of the Students Incorporated conversation? We're always looking for fresh ideas, big questions, and new voices to join us on the show. You can submit your questions, suggest topics you'd like us to explore, or even volunteer to be a guest. Connect with us on our social media, in person or through our website at studentsincorporated.com. Did you know that some of our reels went viral last season, hitting well above 500,000 views and over 30,000 likes? You can help us keep the momentum going by staying connected and joining our community by being a regular subscriber and listeners to our show. Every episode we make is a chance to share, learn, and grow. So jump in, because your voice and everyone's voice matters.
And we are back with our second segment. In the first segment, you were able to hear from our co-hosts. So for this segment, you will be introduced to some of our other team members. They will share with you what team they're on, and they will also share about what some of their responsibilities will be throughout this season. Our producer and our marketing director will begin first.
Hey everyone, I'm Highlight, and my main responsibility this season will be as the producer. I'll be helping to oversee each episode's creation process, from concepts and planning to recording, editing, and distribution. Basically, I'll be helping ensure each episode is of high quality and meets our audience's expectations. And last but not least, is produced and released on time.
Hi, I'm Fonda, and I'll be fulfilling the marketing director's role this season. I'll be leading the marketing team and assisting my teammates with events planning, like promotions and monthly campaigns. I'll make sure everyone can do their job successfully and enjoy the process along the way.
Thank you, Highlight and Fonda. This season, we have four main working teams: an on-air team, which includes our co-host, a content team, a marketing and media team, and a production support team. Each team member will introduce themselves and then tell you what part of the job they'll be doing this season. We'll start with our content team members first.
Hi, I'm Pan Mipramatana, a senior this year, and I'm on the content team. I will be helping do research, writing, and producing content for each episode this season. And one fun fact is that I act escape zombies with my younger brother and sister, which is essentially an improv creative drama game.
Hi, my name is Porsche. Yes, just like the car. I'm in grade 11 this year. I will be helping to create the content for each episode, writing questions and doing research for each episode this season. One fun fact about myself is that I have played guitar for 2 years now.
Hi, my name is Lucas and I'm a senior this year. Being part of the content team is exciting to me as I'm a detailed-oriented person and I enjoy deadlines. I'll be doing research, writing, and contributing to each episode's topics and themes this season. One fun fact about myself is that I can ride a sport bike really fast around the track.
Yo guys, my name is Peng, and I'm a junior this year. I'll be help doing research for each episode this season. You may even see me helping the media and marketing team as well. One fun fact about myself is that I tried to drown my sister in the fifth grade.
Wow, I don't know if that's a fun fact, but let's be nice to our sisters, right, Pung? All right, thank you, everyone. Next up, we have our production and support team members. They are a smaller crew, only three of them, but their job and responsibilities are super important, as they'll be helping with many of the technical aspects of production.
Hello, my friends. My name is Dorcas, or you can call me Midnight. I'll be helping with a lot of the technical parts of the production, which could include studio setup and prep, equipment handling, audio recording, and file management. I'm super honored to be part of this podcast, and I'm super excited for what I can learn in this class. One fun fact about me, yours truly, is that I've never cut my hair before. Like, ever.
My name is Vijay, and I'm a senior this year. I'll be helping with the production support team. I'll be sharing responsibilities with the two other members as we take care of the studio and set up equipment and help with recordings. One fun fact about myself is that I have a large collection of fountain pens and inks because I really enjoy collecting them.
I'm Vanaj. I'm the third member of this team. I'll be working together with Midnight and Vijay to help keep the studio going. Make sure the equipment is working and all the technical stuff is taken care of. One fun fact about myself is I used to make dance videos with my sis on my parents' bed, but it would just be me spamming summer sauce.
Nice, Minaj. I want to see those. All right, thanks, everyone. Lastly, our marketing and media team consists of six people. This team is big as their weekly responsibilities are quite extensive.
I'm Yeyin. I'm on the marketing and media team. We're in charge of leading this season's marketing effort, getting the word out about the show and all the good and fun things they are doing in the community. One fun fact about myself is I love scrolling through TikTok and Reels.
Hello, my name is Eunwoo. I'm working on the marketing and media team as well. We do all the planning and implementation of the marketing events. One fun fact about myself is I like watching movies with bad reviews to see just how bad they are.
I'm Robin, and I'm one of the idea guys on the marketing and media team. You may see me in the stories and reels this season. One fun fact about me is that I support Manchester United but not watch their games.
Hello, my name is John. I'll be working as one of the graphic designers. I'll be helping making our episode cover, art, and all the other marketing stuff pretty. One fun fact about myself is I've been collecting keychains since 3 years ago.
I'm Sinsin, and I'm the social media guru on the marketing team and media team. I'll be making and posting a lot of online content this season. One fun fact about myself is that I love school when it comes to people and activities, but not the homework and assignments.
Hello, my name is Yosef, and I will also be helping with graphic design. John and I will be designing all the visual content you'll see this season. One fun fact about myself is I used to make Lego stop-motion videos when I was younger, reenacting famous wars and battles.
All right, thank you. And thank you, Yosef. I'd love to see some of those old videos. All right, thank you, everyone. And there you have it. You've met our entire team this season. All right, we are out of time for this episode, so thanks for joining us for Season 4 kickoff episode. And I hope you've enjoyed hearing from each of our team members. Stay tuned as we begin bringing you weekly content, and feel free to reach out to us anytime through email or through our Instagram account. Stay tuned for our next episode as we dive into the topic of AI and education. The AI revolution is upon us, and it's helping transform how we work and learn. And as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we are signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.